Sanja Bornman, the head of Gender Equality Program at Lawyers for Human Rights. Sanja, good afternoon to you, and thank you for joining us during this 16 days of activism.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I thought let's start at the very beginning, and let's maybe talk about what are the 16 days of activism.
Well, I think by now in South Africa, folks realize that it's an event that comes along once a year. And it really is a dedicated space that we use to push activism around gender-based violence and sexual violence, especially against women and children in South Africa.
So, Sanja, I mean, that is a it's a wonderful thought. And yet every year we go through, gender-based violence or femicide just seems to get worse and worse in this country. Could it be said that the laws actually failed women?
So I would agree with you that despite the fact that we have this campaign once a year happening on a national level, that the levels of gender-based violence do not seem to be improving in our country. And for those of us who work in the sector, it really is 365 days of activism and not only 16. So this campaign has its pros, but it also has its cons. And so we try to use this space to really create heightened awareness around this time and heightened awareness around the fact that, yes, I do think that the law is currently failing survivors of gender-based violence. And that doesn't have so much to do with the way the law is written. We have a lot of really good laws in South Africa. It has more to do with the way the law is being implemented, or should I rather say the fact that the law is not being implemented as the legislature intended.
So what's it going to do to change that?
Really, what we need in South Africa, and this is a term that was coined during a really great webinar that we had in partnership with the Irish Embassy to kick off 16 days of activism on Wednesday last week. One of the participants had the very nice term, accountability activism. And I think that that is what we need at this point in time. Really, the key word is accountability. And when we talk about accountability, we're talking about the accountability of those who have the constitutional mandate and the duty to implement the law as it is written and to do what the law says so that it doesn't only live on paper, but it becomes part of people's lived reality in South Africa.
Sanja, just translate that concept for me into a practical example. In what ways is the system failing women?
So your listeners will know that there's very low confidence, for example, in our criminal justice system at this point in time. We hear and see lots of reports in the media about people trying to report gender-based violence who are then subject to secondary victimization by those very people who are supposed to be assisting victims. So we're speaking about police officers. Primarily, we're speaking about a range of role players that act as first responders when it comes to gender-based violence. So if you have, for example, a police officer who is not willing to open a case or who sends someone who's reporting domestic violence back home saying, sorry, we can't help you, it's a personal issue that you need to sort out by yourself, that is the epitome of a systemic failure in a context where we are constantly telling people in South Africa to break the silence, to report, to speak up. But who will be willing to do that? And how can we expect people to do that if the system does not respond as it should?
Sanja Bornman, we're unfortunately out of time. We've had technical issues all day today. But I do want to leave our listeners with this issue that you raised of accountability activism, because that's the first concept in a very long time that makes a whole bunch of sense to me, that only when the authorities are made accountable for their failings is there any hope of this situation changing. So thank you. Thank you for your time and your insights this afternoon. We really, really do appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Take care.